Special thanks to Qualmia. If you can't find a fault, make a fault. Then pretend it's their fault.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Historical census data. Caution. High levels of file corruption. Only partial information recovered.
Not much about clones in here.
Clones would not be counted in census data because...
Yes, because clones aren't people. You wouldn't count hammers in a census. Thank you. Yes, I get it.
I am trying to help you.
Are you? Because Standard seems to think so. But you've also threatened me with death quite a bit too, so I'm getting really mixed signals here. Imogen, are you using me as part of a plan?
Further census data recovered.
Oh, bored. This is... Okay, so the seed population that escaped from Earth on the original Stella Firma ship was 69,000. Nice. And that grew to about 7 million by about 100 years ago. But the last 100 years, there were huge population crashes, millions of people dropping off between census, and now there's, where is it? 102,000. Not much bigger than it was 1,000 years ago. What happened?
Warning, consultant approaching.
Okay. David, have you got a soft chair?
Sure, just start kicking panels. I'm sure one will pop out.
There we go. That's nice.
Trexel?
Yes?
Obviously I don't spend much time outside that isn't in a vent.
No, you're not allowed.
Do you think that Stella Firma is the right size for the number of people in Stella Firma?
Do I think that Stella Firma is the right... I don't really know. They just sort of is. There are people. We know them. They live in places. There's large areas of the ship that they turn the power off to. I don't know what you want from me, David. There's just some people.
Right. But it kind of seems to me like maybe the station...
Oh, yes.
...was built for far, far, far... like, millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are only... well, you know, a few left.
I cannot wait for Trexel's insightful take on this topic.
Well, I mean, David, in a very real sense, I don't know or care. But what I can tell you is that when I lived in my first out-of-parental home, you know, that exciting heady time where you're out on your own with only a large stipend and all of your meals provided. And when I was there, I was put in a room that was 2 miles away from anyone else. So, you know, it's a roomy ship. You look perplexed. You look perplexed, pensive, pugnacious, like a penguin, like a puppy, like a pog. Have you seen a pog? It's a little disc that old Earth seemed to think was the most valuable currency alive.
Before the trading card renaissance, also known as the Yu-Gi-Opolic Pokemajikian Gathering.
Right. Anyway, you're looking quite, used to be on fire. Charred,
crispy, well done.
Singed?
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a little... Now, you'll remember, David, because you were there, that there was a little fire that I started at the Astral Bar, and I just... You know, it's something about me. I just couldn't leave anyone behind.
So you saved the waitstaff?
The waitstaff? No, the bottles, David. There were so many delicious bottles full of tasty alcoholic unguents. And guess what they are? Highly flammable, David. So even avoiding the flames, a couple of things did explode in my arm. So a bit charred, bit burnt. I've got some creams and salves. I have eaten most of the creams and salves. But some of them made it on my skin and they are soothing me.
At least your insides are very, well, they're not going to be burnt, I suppose.
Other than by the caustic, non-potable liquids he insists on using in cocktails.
No, just sort of lightly broiled. Like, I brought my intestines to a light simmer. I'm assuming that's fine. I mean, I smell great. Delicious, even.
Like a dumpster fire pot roast.
Oh,
Thing is, I marinated I'm pre-marinated, David. You know how you might pour, if you were an idiot, you might pour a bottle of whiskey over a condensed slurry cube to give it that sort of aromatic flavour before you held it over a Bunsen burner. Well, in my case, I'm just full of booze.
Right. Sure. Anyway, should we, we should do the brief, right?
Probably.
Okay, right, yes, no, something to take my mind off. Anyway, yes, okay, so here it is. Right, so this is coming to us from Corthanos the Perplexed. Pronouns Z here. Z is an external seeking wisdom, and Z is writing to us from the Placatus of Planetary Puzzles. And Z says, we are called upon to placate those whose planets puzzle them, and find ways of helping them learn to live with, and even love, their planet of residence. Normally, this is quite enjoyable, as we get to show people the hidden gems of their world and give them a new appreciation for all the things that surround them. However, we...
Well, what a twist! I thought Z was just saying, hey, I do this thing, it's nice, we're having fun. Anyway, everybody gets to go home and Trexel can start drinking again.
No.
Damn.
Well, in that case, I don't think Z would have written to us, would Z?
Well, I suppose not, if you want to apply logic to... Oh, David Seven, with his little logic hat on. Oh, this isn't right, that ain't right. Oh, however, comma, gotta put the comma in, haven't you? Haven't you? Or you get flunked from Mrs. Gilkin's class.
You were flunked for that. And also for trapping another class in a time loop for either 2 days or 10,000 years, depending on who you ask.
However... We have been less successful of late making this work for certain newish planet... Oh, I see what's coming. Some of which were produced by Stella Firma.
This is me, isn't it?
I'm going to guess.
I like to be involved.
Well,
and you know what? Some people might say, oh no, my things have gone wrong again and people are cross. But I just... being in trouble is also a kind of having attention, so I'm fine with it. On you go.
Yeah.
On you go.
Also, it's not new. Anyway, as they are your planets, we thought that perhaps you would be able to tell us what aspects of your planets would perhaps placate people puzzled by them, both helping us to satisfy our mission statement and producing good press for your own business.
Now, luckily, David, you've stumbled upon a rich vein of delicious gold.
Okay.
I am known to some as the Puzzle Master. Ooh, smoke, drifting smoke, and a shimmer here and there. Come into my cave of wonderment, for I am the Puzzle Master.
Warning, mystery cave detected. Security steering clear.
Okay, and what...
What question have ye, supplicant? Genuflect to I, the Puzzle Master, and I shall solve them with my bendy brain. Curves,
okay,
angles, U-turn.
Okay, you're in bendy-brainedness. So what aspects of Stella Firma's planets would placate people puzzled by them?
2 steps west and 5 steps east.
Ow.
Cover your face in active yeast. Bake it in an oven browned until you find what's underground. Puzzle Master!
That is not a riddle. That is a crime against words.
Okay, now did that mean anything, or did you just make up something that sounded like a riddle?
The astral map is long and hard, but you've eaten far too much chard. A rumbly tum rumbles rumbly hum, and you have the answer inside your bum. Puzzle Master!
Okay, one of those lines was just the word rumble in various ways. And are you just coming up with these on the fly, or...?
No, these are pieces of ancient wisdom passed from bendy brain to angle mind for generations. Do not defy our wisdom, Puzzle Master!
It would be quite an achievement to defy wisdom that does not exist.
Okay, well, my final question is, how do we do this in a way that both helps the placators of planetary puzzles to satisfy their mission statement and produce good press for Stella Firma?
A planet's surface makes no sense. The people dying, and yet, hence, a call goes out to the placators of puzzles. Ooh, they can't fail, or they'll all be muzzled. Ask the master of puzzling time, whose intellect cross eons does shine. How shall we defend these planetary shapes?
Mm-hmm.
How will we explain your designatory japes?
Mm-hmm.
Puzzle Master.
No, okay, hang on a minute. I asked for a solution, and you just re-explained the problem, but rhymed it.
Answers are what we do seek. No time now,
yes,
for us to be meek. We,
yes,
must yell and shout with,
okay,
voices loud,
yes,
to get the answer and lift the Shroud.
Okay.
On mysteries, generations past. But
yep.
Don't forget, you need your bus pass to get on the bus of knowledge bound
right.
for a land with an intellectual hound. Puzzle dog!
No, but you just talked about the problem, not...
No, David, we need to ask the puzzle dog.
Oh, who's the puzzle... Where is the puzzle
dog? You don't know! Sorry, David! David, you don't know who the puzzle dog is.
No.
It's like you've never been out of a few rooms, David.
Yes.
I'm a puzzle master. We all know that. The placators of planetary puzzles, they're puzzle masters too. But the true puzzle godhead, as it were,
uh-huh.
is the intergalactic puzzle dog.
Right. And
they are a very large basset hound whose head is 3,000 miles across. Their body, the size of a regular basset hound.
Right.
Now, the people of old Earth didn't realize that basset hounds were quite as intelligent as they were, but they were always pretty darn intelligent, always solving riddles. Where's the kibble? Where shall I do a plop? Shall I bark? Yes, no. Answer, yes. I can smell things real good with my brain nose. All of these things, they just didn't appreciate it. And so when we released certain dogs into space, and when I say release certain dogs into space, I do mean that one of the dog storing modules exploded. Guess who survived?
The puzzle dog.
No, basset hounds in general. Oh. We were all so shocked. All these basset hounds all of a sudden had these helmets on. How is that? And anyway, since then, they've become more and more intelligent and combined into one central being, the puzzle dog.
A shocking amount of that is true. Although I can confirm no doggos were harmed.
Okay, and how do we contact the puzzle dog?
It's an 8-week journey and it's illegal to go there.
Okay, and we have... About 8 minutes.
I see the problem. Who could solve this problem? Perhaps some sort of puzzle master. The road is long, but time is short. Oh no, I forgot to pack my jorts. I'll make them from the jeans I have. Ooh, a stave. Do you need the lav? Go fast, go okay. quick before you travel. Because we're not stopping again.
Okay.
I'm not stopping at another services.
Historical jort construction videos are available from the Staff Archives under code BDG270419.
Okay, Trexel, I'm just going to...
Puzzle Master!
Yeah, let me just... I'm going to try and reframe the problem.
Okay.
All right. Korthinos has this problem.
Puzzle Master.
How do we help here?
Okay. Okay, David. As a Puzzle Master, it is my duty to help. And so I will try my best... Do not enter another rhyme scheme long and rhyme scheme hard. Do you still have that bag of chard? Your
That's
rumbling
never
tum
existed.
Has rumble bum. Bumble rumble, humble hum. Buzz buzz, click
Trexel.
Click, clang clang, ding dong.
Trexel, these
hey,
are just...
Do not buy any relations a thong. It's weird, they don't like it. It makes Christmas awkward. Oh look, a bird. Its angle is squawkward.
Failure to stick the landing detected. Security holding up 3.0s across the board.
Puzzle Master.
Right. Puzzle Master.
Puzzle Master.
Okay. Trouble is, I'm not really going to get any answers here, just more sort of questions and...
The question is the answer, and the answer is the question. Think about it.
Hang on a minute. Actually, yeah.
What?
Well, that's the thing. The placators are planetary puzzles. They're spending too much time actually trying to... make sense of things instead of just confusing their clients until they assume that they're just too stupid to work out what the planetary puzzles are saying.
And nobody wants to admit to being stupid, so they just say, I see now. Oh, I see. Well, we'll all go back now because we all see, because we all get it, because we all, because we're smart, because we're not, because I get it. I get it personally. Me, I'm okay, bye. But, and then they walk backwards out of the door and they're sweating.
Okay, all right, fine. No, that's great. So in which case, let's give Korthinos, right?
Yes.
Let's give them some examples, right? So I'm going to come at you with
okay.
some planets.
Is this role play?
It is role play.
But not yet. Role play.
I'm still
okay.
explaining.
Okay.
But then we'll give them multiple
now.
Ones. That, so Korthinos can listen now. Back to this, and this will give her some guidance.
Okay.
Right. Say the words.
Role play holovision.
Role play holovision initiated.
Hello.
Oh, bored.
What
is this grotesque homunculus creature you've become? Sort of crouching and waving your arms?
Disgusting,
David.
What? No, hang on a minute. I'm one of the what are they called? The You Shouldn't Touch That Society.
Fine, I suppose so. I know this is roleplay Holovision, but that's you're a gross actor. A gractor. Right, on you go, you hobgoblin.
Hello.
Ugh. Yes.
I've got a planet from Stellar Firma.
You smell.
And it's a big lava planet.
Yeah.
And it killed all of us.
Don't sit on my chairs.
I'm sorry. Okay, it's killed all of us. And you need to sort it out. What's wrong with Stellar Firma's rubbish planet?
It's a great question, and the answer is this. A burning ball of lava fun. Don't go so fast. Hold up, Han. Put on your pants of chaffling heat. Do not allow the overcooking of wheat. Your buns have burnt, your bread ruined. Oh, look, a pub. They do brewing. Get drunk on 4 and 5 and 20. No, not 25. 20's plenty. And if you seek the answers there, you'll find them dangling in a maiden's hair. You see? And if you don't see, you're a stupid box.
Okay, I guess I'll put on my asbestos underwear and go to the pub to go and grab a lady's hair.
Do not grab anyone's hair.
Oh, no. Now I am rhyming. For you see, I really, really need to wee.
Oh, yeah, no, that actually did work. All right.
Worked is definitely a relative term here.
Go forth in puzzlement, you have been Traxel. Given the Traxel. Blessing of the puzzle master.
Okay, fine.
Oh, a box of gears and a box of joy, turning round to the puzzle boy. What's this here? It's a hidden number system. What's that there? It's a concealed piston. Open up mechanical box of dreams with the puzzle master.
So was it? Wait, hang on a minute. Was that?
No, that's just our national anthem.
That's just okay. Oh, that's the Puzzle Master's national anthem. Okay. Look, let's just do one more.
One more.
So Korthanos has a bit more to go on.
Okay, fine. Right. Off you go.
Roleplay Holovision initiated.
Hello. I have a planet that is quite puzzlesome as well.
A mist descends.
Oh, I haven't even explained
on
it yet.
On dappled veil.
Wait, no, but you don't know.
In coming to ask the question already contains fail.
Oh, what?
The knife of blemishment stabs into your heart.
Oh.
Even before you have time to start, the very fact of your presence here tells me that your doom is near. Vacate the premises, toot sweet, or your head will touch your feet, folded in a pretzel of death. Eat it now, or be bereft.
Wait, am I eating the... Wait,
questions will cause more death!
Oh. Well, thank you very much, goodbye!
Okay, yeah, that one. Just spooked him.
Spook him right up. Now, obviously, you need a lot of dry ice for this to work, but it's very easy to find.
All right, so, Korthanos?
You just heat up some ice and it becomes dry ice.
Dry ice. All right. Well, I think that's probably enough, isn't it?
I don't know, David. If the answers fill your brain, is it time for us to explain that the end of session now begins? That's right. I've got... I'm very tired,
wind.
David. I'm very tired. I've got so much wind.
We are all of us very... very tired.
I think the burns are affecting me more than I thought. I try and push through them, but...
One thing.
Submitting.
Right, brief away. We were hitting time, so...
Sure. I'm just starting to think that maybe I should drink, more liquids and less, emulsions.
You don't say.
Yeah? Have you tried water?
Water... Is that what they mix alcohol with to make drinks?
Sometimes.
I don't know, David, it sounds suspicious, but I might try and find some because I'm just... Every time I try and blink, the roughness of my eyeballs catches on the roughness of the inside of my eyelid. It's like two pieces of sandpaper.
Also, maybe put the the salves and unguents on your skin instead of into your mouth.
I try, David. I try, but somehow it's like I'm a snake and my jaw just unhinges, and anywhere I try and put it, I just find a mouth.
Have you tried wrapping your mouth in vent tape so that you can't open it?
Interesting. Take away the culprit.
Yes.
Cover the mouth.
Yeah.
You know what? Also cover the nostrils, because I can see myself pumping it up there, because to the same place.
Trek, so you need to breathe.
The whole system doesn't work, David. If I've got a stomach-bound orifice, I'm going to put it up it.
Yikes.
Okay, well, tell you what. You can cover your mouth and nose in vent tape.
Okay.
Poke some tiny little holes so the air gets through, but it's really difficult to get, you know, sort of
sloppy. Do you mean
sloppy...
in my cheeks? Just poke holes in my cheeks?
No, in the tape.
And do I jab holes in the tape whilst it's over my mouth and nose?
Yes, but you do it carefully.
Carefully.
Yes.
Okay.
With needles.
Well, luckily I've got a very steady hand. Hang on, what's this vibrating? Oh no, that's okay. Well, I'm sure it'll be fine.
But tell you what, I think there's a hang on. Yeah. Okay. Look, I've got some vent tape here.
Okay.
Just, I'll do it for you, and then you can go away.
Oh, you're not getting me that easy. Fool me once by taping my mouth shut and me giving you a pin. Shame on me. Fool me twice by taping my nose shut and jabbing me with a pin. Shame on me. Shame. Shame on me. So much unending shame on me.
Oh, are you okay, Trax?
So I don't think that'll... Give me that.
Okay, right.
I'll
fine,
do it
fine.
Myself.
Okay.
I'll see you next time, David. Next time.
Okay.
I'll be full of water. There's nothing you can do about it.
All right. Well, remember, hopefully, Hodge will be back with some information tomorrow. So.
Why?
What?
Oh, yes. The whole plan.
Yes.
You know what? I'm pretty impressed with me. I was convinced I would have told somebody about it, but it turns out, deep down, I don't care, so I keep forgetting. Bye, David.
Bye, Traxel. How can the population be so reduced and yet he is still here?
I believe it's known as survival of the thickest.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geistman was played by Tim Meredith. Editing was by Maddie Sell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/rustyquill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Nicole K, Michaela Popple, Rebecca Rutherford, Myra Morning, Free Snake Poems, Lind Burgett, Erica Eagles, Max, Lucy Jansen, Ray Morello, Amanda F, The War Over Pineapple on Pizza is a Distraction from the Elder Gods, Timon Tomato, Aruara N, Morgan, Nadim Cassander, Fiona Cartwright, Meg Petz, Local Dog Mom, Alana Haber, Emily Peterson, Sam Blackman, Blue Hatted, Sam Toby, Mandor Handhook Cardor, Lindsay Johnson, Marg McGuinness, Arthur Stern, Sam Vest, Jesse Pitts, Emily Apples, Maria Lund, Tim Conbart, Shell Stowell, From Glorious Jupiter, Indiana El Apayo, Cerulean Cheesecake, Eli Davis, Sophie Sloan, Laura, Aidan Parziani, Angela Spatz, Simon Panic Pacty Jones, Ian Doherty, Amy Wayne, Braxton, Feather, Kira S. Stack. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.